This is Fresh Air. Americans can now hear the music of Penny Penny, a South African singer who became a breakthrough star there during the mid-90s dance music craze. Known as an innovator, Penny Penny sang in his local dialect, adding modern beats and a party vibe that was all his own. Though a star for decades in his home country, Penny Penny's music had never been available here until the recent release of his 1994 debut album. Music critic Milo Miles says, the story of Penny Penny's rise is a classic, a star is born tale.
The appearance of Penny Penny's Shaka Bundu in the American market is welcome, not only in itself, but as a sign of a larger trend. 5 or 6 years ago, it was clear the music business was going into long-term sales decline. I was certain that a prime victim of that would be African pop. The established imports of the 80s and 90s would be available as MP3 downloads, but surely new discoveries and reissues would slow to a trickle, if not cease, altogether. I'm very grateful that has simply not happened. A number of European companies are doing honorable work bringing vintage sides to light, and surely an American leader is the label Awesome Tapes from Africa, who brought out Shaka Bundu late last year. Penny Penny's 1994 debut reflected a contemporary technological revolution in music. Dance club hits from England and the U.S. were particularly big in South Africa, and they proved modern sound didn't need fancy instruments, just plucky small studios and canny producers. The canny producer was Joe Shiramani, and part of his canny judgment was to pluck an ambitious janitor, Penny Penny, away from his broom and put him in front of a microphone. The results boom for themselves. That song, Shishangani, is a standout example of the style known as Sanga Disco from the Sanga people of northern South Africa. Now, Sanga Disco has a tendency to sound low-budget and repetitious, more insistent earworm than intoxicating. But as is often the case with dance music, it's a matter of microtones, sparked when a producer like Shiramani meets a personality like Penny Penny. To this day, the singer's visual signature is the elaborate topknots in his hair. On Shaka Bundu, his oral signature is his party vibe, hearty but not frantic, more plain sexy than raunchy. And the whole album keeps coming up with fresh variations, such as the title track.
Come to the top of my mind.
Shaka Bundu was a deserved hit in South Africa, selling more than 250,000 copies. This was especially noteworthy at the time because music in the Sangha language had a hard time breaking out, and Penny Penny was popular all over the country. After years of success as a performer, Penny Penny became more active as a local elected official and member of the African National Congress. But he has recently affirmed that music is his essential business. Shaka Bundu certainly offers confirmation of that.
Milo Miles reviewed Penny Penny's 1994 debut album on the label Awesome Tapes from Africa.